A shocking new development from the Department of Homeland Security this morning. Hear why the nation's well-being could be at risk due to one misplaced blue folder and why you should be keeping your eyes peeled for it. And later, despite years of research and funding for a cure, the leading cause of death in the U.S. is still standing up on a moving roller coaster. We have everything you need to know on this silent killer. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. I know we don't use the color system anymore, but if we did, today's news would be red. Really red. So stay with us.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere. No one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you're like me, you're one of the millions of people across the country who was awoken this morning around 5 a.m. by an emergency alert on your cell phone from the Department of Homeland Security. The message, which was preceded by the words, "Please read," in all capital letters, asked Americans, quote, "Has anyone seen a blue folder?" followed by three question marks. OPR Lost and Found correspondent Marcy Hammond joins me now with the latest. Marcy, has anyone here at OPR seen the folder?
No. Leslie, you know I'm the national security correspondent, right?
It's 2021, Marcy. I believe that women can be anything they put their mind to.
All right. Well, after not receiving any immediate responses from the alert, Homeland Security held a press conference to provide Americans more details on the folder that was apparently misplaced sometime in the last 24 hours. Here is DHS Representative Gregory Knox.
It's like one of those hanging folders, and it's blue. Not like sky blue, but like a periwinkle blue. It has the DHS logo on it. It looks very official. The missing folder was last seen on my desk when I was leaving work last night and was reported missing when I arrived to work this morning. If you have seen it, you can contact the Department of Homeland Security directly, or you can literally say, "I have the blue folder," in any phone conversation you are currently having, and we will come to you.
Department officials insist they have diligently checked everywhere from the bathroom to the top of the refrigerator in the break room to the underground emergency command bunker, but apparently the folder has simply disappeared.
And what's in the folder that makes it so important?
Well, when asked, Knox would not comment specifically on the nature of the contents.
Nothing. Just some boring documents and a couple of satellite images that would be of no interest whatsoever to anyone if they found it. So, if you have it, please just give it back.
So no big deal, but incredibly important. Got it. Just curious, has he checked the department's lost and found?
I don't know, Leslie.
Well, isn't that your job as lost and found correspondent, Marcy?
No, that's not my... Okay. I did speak to several DHS employees who say their coworker, Knox, has a history of misplacing work property.
Happens constantly. He leaves his briefings all over the department. Just last week, he threw away a coaster he had written the phone number for a terrorist informant on. I wonder what happened to that guy.
Knox also announced that the department would be stepping up efforts in the search. All field agents under the department's jurisdiction, including ICE, Border Control, and the Coast Guard, have been recalled to Washington to initiate a full sweep for the folder. A sketch of the folder, which Knox now admits could actually be gray and not blue, has been emailed to every police department in the country.
This is a time for all Americans to come together as one nation and lift up their couch cushions and look behind their dressers for the common good. And if you return the blue, or potentially gray folder, the United States government will give you a $20 reward. No questions asked.
Oh, hell yeah. Marcy, have you checked in?
No, Leslie.
Okay. Jeez, just trying to help. So what should Americans do now?
Knox asked that everyone just keep an eye out for the missing folder and go about your daily routine as if nothing vital to the country's very sovereignty has fallen into the hands of hostile forces hell-bent on destroying the United States.
Sounds good to me. I'm already tired of thinking about it. Thanks, Marcy. That's OPR's Marcy Hammond. Back in a moment.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Listening to the news doesn't always have to be painful, but I have to admit it's a little more fun for me when it is. So here's what else you need to know today. Food manufacturer Tyson is under fire today as the U.S. Health Department has given the corporation a D grade after discovering raw chicken contaminating nearly every surface in all of their warehouses. Tyson today is apologizing, and the company plans to announce major recalls of nearly every single one of their food products in the coming days. Just disgusting. And in an effort to make sure everyone is in agreement, a new state law in Ohio will now require women to birth their fetus and have it sign a contract agreeing to an abortion before terminating their pregnancy. Many Ohio lawmakers argue that while they still find abortion to be an immoral act, they would be willing to allow it so long as both parties consent. And finally, a major shakeup in the science world today as Jane Goodall has announced that she's all about lizards now. Previously one of the world's leading primatologists, Goodall said in a statement that she's excited to learn more about the reptiles and touts their weird tails and scaly skin as the features that fascinated her most. Can't blame you there, Jane. I'd like to see some dumb chimp even try to do what those lizards can do with their tongues. Just incredible. And that's it for the Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to the Topical wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also sign up to become a member of the Topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5, you'll have access to even more content that's not too dissimilar from what you just heard for free. But for just $10 a month, you'll also receive an on-air shout-out during one of our episodes, where I will personally thank you by name. Unless, of course, your name is the C word, because here at The Topical, we respect women. Today's shout-out goes to Lee Shaw and Autumn Dew, as well as to a member of our $25 tier, Todd Crampton. Well, clearly all these names were made up by some teenager trying to prank us. But hey, the joke's on you, kid, because we're walking around with 45 bucks in our pockets. So fuck you. And as for the rest of you, go sign up to become a member of our Patreon now. And we'll see you tomorrow.